This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America and across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all of those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing, how you're doing it, or where you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, and thank you for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us right now to start the program out, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start out tonight with Biden. The president crisscrossing all around the country, the vice president too, the first lady, the second lady, the various sons and daughters of the president, various proxies for the president. They're all over the country crisscrossing, doing all sorts of things. And this is a big deal because 538, which used to be a very credible poll back a few years ago before they got it all wrong in 2016, said that Joe Biden has lost 10% of his lead, 10%. The latest poll has the Biden team up by 48% to 46% over Donald Trump. That is well within the margin of error. There are a whole bunch of other polls that are out there that either show Donald Trump ahead, tied, or within the margin of error, which means this race has turned totally around. It's 2016 all over again, and Donald Trump is on track to win with the hidden support that we know that's there. We call him the silent majority because there's a whole bunch of people, and I met him again last night at the Tampa Bay Trump Club. They don't have anything to do with polls.
Well, exactly right, Captain. And, of course, still everybody's got to fight like the war depends on them. So everybody's got to vote.
Yep.
Got to make sure you get your vote in. And also, Captain, you know, I heard Tom Perez earlier talking about, Biden's, he's doing very well.
No, he's not.
But he had the key phrase. He says, but we've still got a lot of work to do. That tells me, Captain, again, all of this, taken in all in context and taken collectively, the Democrats know that it's not looking good. And can anybody explain, of course, yes, he's got to be prepping for the debate, but Joe Biden's called the lid on campaigning for days.
Yeah.
It's 2 weeks before the election?
He has to, and here's why. Evidence has now come out. Now, there's a photo that showed up with Joe Biden, with his son Hunter, And the business associate from Kazakhstan, who was involved with Hunter, again, this money train they had going on. So, again, Joe Biden cannot say he did not know, he did not meet, he did not have anything to do. There is a picture of Joe Biden, okay? That's number one. Number two, the Biden defector's emails that were given to the reporter to make sure that they got out and gave him a password and all that sort of stuff, are now showing that Hunter and his associates viewed a direct pipeline to the administration as currency in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
You know, Captain, this is the kind of thing that I think the American people just really find disgusting. They know that there's corruption and so forth,
yeah.
But when it is pointed out like this and it is so apparent, I think they have a special, special resentment for something.
And this is the second set of emails that Rudy Giuliani has nothing to do with.
Right.
And also, yesterday, there was another thing that came out. The FBI says the emails on Hunter's computer are not Russian disinformation, as Mr. Adam Schiff, Congressman Adam Schiff, is saying. And I'm telling you, Adam Schiff needs to be voted the hell out of office. He's a liar.
Well, right. And you know the old phrase, everything old is new again. Well, they're trying the Russian thing again, like we're kind of stupid, they think, or something. This is really, really, I mean, you know, 20 years from now, Captain, historians are going to have a field day trying to explain, you know, what people like Adam Schiff were doing.
Well, again, I'm going to repeat this, folks. Former Vice President Biden used his son, Hunter Biden, as a bag man and got up to 50% of the bribe money from foreign entities. That's what Rudy Giuliani is saying based on the information that he's got. And remember, he's got the hard drive.
He's got the hard drive, and, of course, he was a prosecutor as well. I mean, he knows exactly what he's looking at. He knows exactly what it means, and this is why I think, you know, he's a pretty good source for this.
And, of course, the Dems are coming out and saying that Rudy is acting as a what's the word here? Rudy, quote, Rudy Giuliani is effectively a Russian asset at this point, said a Democratic senator.
Well, you know, Captain, that's the old Soviet Union game. Just denounce people. And again, that's another indication that they know that this is big time damning stuff against Joe Biden.
Well, hold that thought. And folks, we're just coming out of the gate with this stuff. Some of you may know this, some of you may not know what I just said. This is so damning, so important that we get this information out there that nobody wants to tell you about. Because guess what? Try to post anything that I just said on Twitter or on Facebook and watch and see what happens. Okay, we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, no how.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And I'd like to give a special shout out to my buddy Mike Gallagher, who's up in New York all week long. He may even be listening to me up there in New York City right now. So howdy, howdy, Mike. Hope you're doing well. Come back home soon. Now, let me tell you, this portion of the program is brought to you by a very long sponsor that's been with the program for going on 5 years now. That's Relief Factor. And I am a person that uses Relief Factor because of what the product does for me. Now, I have a problem with my left ankle and my left foot that swells because of an injury I had at the World Trade Center, and it's just the way it is. And all of a sudden, my foot will just fall up like a balloon. So what I do, I've been using the Relief Factor ever since I got it, with the four ingredients that are in there, turmeric, resveratrol, licarin, and omega-3, it helps trigger the body's natural response to reducing inflammation. And it even lowers or eliminates pain associated with the exercise of everyday living, too, because pain is associated with what happens to me. But Relief Factor targets the underlying problem, and it helps relieve pain right at the source. And the best thing is, it's drug-free, unlike taking narcotics, which at one time I had to take for what I was suffering from. Now, it's all natural, it's all healthy, it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases discomfort too, it comes in convenient individual packets, supports healthy joints and muscles, and all you gotta do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, sign up for the 3-week quick start, the $19.95 3-week quick start, and you will find out right away what it is that this product can do for you that it's done for me and tens of thousands of other people that have ordered it off that site, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us, and speaking of New York, Kyle, you got, what, an email there?
We do, Captain. We've got a great email that came in from New York City from Michael. And Michael says, Hello, Captain. I just stumbled upon your show on podcast. I'm a former law enforcement officer and a vet, so thank you for your service, of course, and working currently for the Trump campaign. Please keep all the breaking news of the election front and center for the next 2 weeks. As you know, the media keeps lying about our great President Trump and will not cover him at all, except for Fox News. The media, as you know, is the link to the devil's advocate. Take care and God bless you, Michael. That's a great email from someone working on the Trump campaign up in New York City.
And thank you very much, Michael. And oh, by the way, I did get contacted by several of the Republican Party officials around the country yesterday and was asked to remind everybody that they are still looking for poll watchers. Now, you don't hear the Democrats talking about poll watchers, do you?
Not at all, no.
Because the shady tricks and the backhanded stuff that's going to come is going to come from the Democrats. They're going to try to do everything they possibly can. It's in their game plan, folks, which I happen to have a copy of. Now, they've been sending stuff out to some of their compadres, and I'm one of their compadres, and they don't know that I'm not because I use an alias.
Mm-hmm.
and I've been getting their stuff, so I know what they're going to do, okay? We need, the Republicans need to have more poll watchers out there to watch the ballot boxes and where they go, and because there cannot be a drop in the chain of custody. Once a person signs for a ballot box, now in most places, ballot boxes are delivered by law enforcement, so no hanky-panky can be going on. However, in some places, it has to be the polling precinct captain that does it, or maybe the co-captain, the person that got the assistant. It just can't be Joe Blow the Ragman that's got the broom pushing around the floor. Oh, I'll take them ballots over to the supervisor of elections office. And he makes three stops in the interim and throws a handful out here, a handful out there, another handful out over there. You follow my drift?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So the Republican Party needs poll watchers. Contact your local Republican Party office. Tell them you want to volunteer to be a poll watcher. They definitely will train you. It's not a difficult deal. And you will be the eyes and ears of a country watching for the shenanigans that are going to go on. And I'm telling you right now, folks, as God is my witness, the Democrats are going to cheat.
Yes, that's very true, Captain. I think a lot of people are concerned about that. I think a lot of people are also concerned about people who want to go further than that and engage in thuggery, basically, if they don't get their way in this election. And so everybody also, you have to be very, very careful, especially on Election Day and after that.
Well, we're locked and loaded in my neighborhood, so bring it on. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just that simple. So let's see. So what do you guys? Okay, this is from Terry in Nashville. So what do you guys think when Trump is reelected? Dems say they're going to burn the country down. I'm seeing letters that say you've been identified. Check your insurance company. Yeah, that's a bunch of nonsense going on around the internet. And Terry, and that's Terry up in Nashville. That is a psyops campaign to scare people.
Yes, I would agree. I do think that there's a general concern that there could be some unrest and these kinds of things. Joe Biden's not going to concede, as you said, Captain. I mean, unless, I think if we see a major landslide that's undeniable, he may be pressured into having to concede.
If Trump wins the popular vote and wins the election by 5 points, Biden will go away.
Yes, yeah, exactly. But if he doesn't, as Hillary Clinton has already instructed him to not concede, basically,
yeah.
Then there are those who might want to think that, okay, now it's time to
But
be.
With the dynamite stuff that we started out the show with about the emails coming from the other source, the one that went to the reporter from Hunter Biden's friend to make sure it got out there because they weren't sure what was going to happen, and he gave him the password for the account, the emails, and all that stuff so he could get to the emails, and it's just damning what's coming out right now. Now, you can get ready, folks, because I'm telling you what, President Trump, Music City, we're going to call it the Music City Brawl. It's not going to be a debate, the Music City Brawl. President Trump is going to press Joe Biden on Hunter's emails at the debate, whether the moderator wants to let it be brought into the discussion or not, and if they may have to shut the president's mic off. But if they do that, the whole country is going to watch and see suppression and just what we've all been talking about here for weeks about what they're doing to the conservatives around the country.
Oh, exactly right, Captain. And, you know, I think they will try to cut the president's mic.
That's a huge mistake if they do that.
Well, of course. But again, the American people deserve to know. They deserve to be able to hear candidate Biden answer these very serious and what we are seeing now, credible charges.
Yeah. Now, Terry, and he's chiming in again here, gave me a thumbs up. Terry, there's something else that everybody needs to understand. Okay, there are misleading polls everywhere out there. And that's just one part of the Dem PSYOP strategy to suppress the vote. They are trying to suppress the vote. They know that the Republicans traditionally come out and vote on election day. They know that. And they're trying to do everything they can to make you feel, well, my vote's not going to count. And all this other nonsense we've heard in the past. Damn it, put your big pants on, boys and girls. Get out there, go out, and vote.
Well, that's right. And that's why they call them suppression polls.
That's right.
Yeah. And so, again, as I said before, I don't want to repeat myself, but we all fight the war like
you're entitled.
It all depends on us. Yeah.
Yeah, on this show, you're entitled.
Thanks, yeah. But we that's how we win. We're going to win this thing together. And when this victory comes, the left in this country is going to realize that they have a much bigger mountain to climb, and we are just not going to allow the kinds of things like packing the court and doing all these things that they're
affecting. And let's talk about packing the court a la the Democrat style, because next Monday, the United States Senate will vote to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett as the next Supreme Court justice.
That's right. And by all indications, she will be confirmed. And of course,
they have the votes.
Yeah, they do. But the left is going to lose their minds again about the whole thing. But unfortunately, they don't really have any leg to stand on. But again, it's the threats. If you do this, then it's going to be hell to pay and all this kind of stuff, as opposed to going through the process. If they control the House and the Senate and the White House and they nominate somebody, then that's the process. But they're trying to point, and Biden continues, it's unconstitutional what's going on. It's all a big, big farce. It's a lie.
Right. And, of course, there's now a report that the president is demanding Attorney General Barr investigate Hunter Biden. I can tell you that the Attorney General of the Department of Justice, including the FBI, is not going to tell you whether or not there's an investigation going on, but I have it on good authority that they are investigating the source and all the different pieces of the puzzle to the emails coming from Hunter Biden, because the FBI came out yesterday and said the emails on Hunter's computer are not Russian disinformation. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. And I'll tell you what, he couldn't make this stuff up if you tried. The news is just everywhere right now, everywhere. And Joe Biden is in big trouble. Big trouble. He's lost his lead.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facebook and Twitter, after censoring the Hunter Biden email story from Americans, are being warned from Washington lawmakers. Winter is coming. Republican Trey Gowdy, former congressman and federal prosecutor, tells Fox News, the media is supposed to be our checks and balances in America.
Number one, the authenticity of the underlying material. If it's authentic, it is definitely relevant. It's relevant whether Joe Biden knew what his son was doing. It's relevant if he didn't know what his son was doing. So I've heard no one contest the authenticity of the underlying material. The FBI does not investigate political crimes. I know that shocks those of us who lived through 2016, but they're not supposed to. The media is supposed to provide oversight over politics, and when Twitter and Facebook and these other platforms won't even let you propagate the information, yeah, the Senate needs to look into it.
USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. By the way, Larry Elder will be in Sarasota Friday night, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, Phil Grandy from Phil's Gang, and myself. I'll be the master of ceremonies for the event going on, the Salem Conservative Summit, down at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Now, you can get your tickets, and there's a special deal going on right now. You buy one standard VIP ticket at full price, and you get another ticket free. The promo code for that is BOGO, B-O-G-O. Now, I personally had people reach out to me from Georgia, tell me they're going to be coming down, from people up in the panhandle, from people across the other side of Florida that are coming over here. So we'll see how that all works out. And that's great that the Captain's Army is going to be showing up in terms of people from other areas outside the area. But also, we've got a number of people from Sarasota and Tampa that are going to be going. So go to the websites, either theanswersarasota.com or theanswertampa.com, and click on the banner link that's right there. It'll take you right to the page to where you order your ticket. And again, for a limited time only, you buy one standard VIP ticket at full price, and you get one for free. So don't miss the chance to hear me. I'll be the master of ceremonies for the evening, Captain Matt Bruce, Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Charlie Kirk, and Phil Grandy from the Phil's Gang program. And we're going to try to give you the most honest look at the issues we face as a country today. And I will tell you this, we're going to have lots of fodder, because we'll be coming out after the debate, or as I said, the free-for-all in Music City, Tennessee, because, Kyle, they are going to get it on. All they're going to need is the boxing gloves, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, I think they could make it a pay-per-view, but it's definitely going to be something special.
Yeah, and folks, don't forget to check out Geico.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and see if they can save you some money with your insurance. They have me. I've been with them now for 15 years. Okay, well, Kyle, let's see. Terry chimed in again, and he said, handcuffs for all lefties involved. I think we will see it after President Trump is reelected. Well, it's quite possible. It's quite possible. Now, you got an email there from Leo in Miami.
That's right. Yeah, we've heard from Leo. Leo chimes in and says, I wanted to give you the current forecast. Miami has been getting a lot of rain, he says. Wants us to mention it on the show. Mentioned the weather. Says, don't let the rain stop voters tomorrow. It didn't stop me, he says. He says he knows that you're busy, but wants to have this on the air. So, of course, we're happy to do that, Leo. Absolutely. So Leo, of course, with Cubanos for Trump and the organizer of that big Trump car rally.
20,000 plus vehicles,
exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah, so in this case, we got to be like the postal carriers, neither rain nor sleet nor snow nor hail. Get out and vote. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Leo sent us a picture of the line yesterday with the rain coming down, and the line was as far as you could see it down the sidewalk.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And he said, how did he put that? He said the Cubanos are voting for Trump this time around.
That's right. Now, in the past, they may have voted for Obama in big numbers, but again, President Trump, you know, the proof is in the
pudding. And slimy Hillary.
That's right. Well, but the proof has been in the pudding. And also, I think one of the most compelling things, and when we talked to Leo the other night, Captain, the idea that a lot of people who have come from Cuba or who have relatives that have come from there, they understand what socialism and communism is all about.
You bet they do.
And they recognize what the Democrats are talking about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, you folks that are going to vote for Joe Biden, and you Republicans that are out there, I want you to listen very closely to this. There are numerous reports coming out about who might be in the cabinet for Joe Biden. Two prominent Republican names came out. At least they were Republicans in name only anyway. One of them is John Kasich, the former governor of Ohio and former congressman who actually was the ran the budget when Reagan was in office and H.W. Bush? Yeah, H.W. Bush. There we go. And the other one is Senator Jeff Flake, who is a flake from Arizona. They've both been mentioned that they will be in a Biden cabinet.
Well, I don't know, Captain.
I don't trust either one of them as far as you can throw them.
Yeah, and especially with John Kasich and so forth. And he had that thing at the Democrat convention, as I recall,
the
video that he did. And
it's
kind of like, okay, I'm still around. Don't forget me or something. I don't know what
all
he's
doing.
All
I can think of was Rodney King back in the L.A. riots. Can't we all get along?
Then
what'd they do? They went out there and burnt down East L.A.
Well, no kidding. Well, John Kasich, of course, didn't he refuse to attend the Republican convention
in his own state?
In his own state. I mean, come on. It's really that bad, you know. But you know, he made his statement, and now he's, he's with the folks he wants to be with now.
Well, we will hope so.
Yep.
And by the way, folks, if you're joining us late, the Biden defectors' emails that were sent to that reporter who has got them. This is the second set of emails, not like the ones that Rudy Giuliani has, so they can't say that there's a political purpose for this. There isn't. This guy has revealed that Hunter's associates viewed a direct pipeline to the administration, then Obama administration, as money in their pockets.
That is really, really something, you know. And again, it's just in stark relief now. It's no longer, you know, we're not tiptoeing around this thing anymore. This is big.
And Joe Biden, there is a picture out there, another picture that surfaced about him standing there with a group of people and Hunter's Business Association from Kazakhstan was there. And so Joe Biden can no longer say, well, I never met him. I don't know what he was doing. He actually was in a picture with one of the business associates.
Well, you see, and he said in no uncertain terms, he had no idea what Hunter was doing. They never talked about it. Yeah, and in other words, Biden couldn't have been clearer when he said that. There's no wiggle room there, Captain.
Right. Now, in case you missed this one, the U.S. Senate will be voting Monday on the Amy Coney Barrett confirmation. That's what Mitch McConnell said. He's going to bring it to the floor on Monday. And I would say sometime Monday afternoon or early Monday evening, we will have a new justice to the Supreme Court.
That's exactly right. And as we've seen just in the last 24 hours or so, it would be a very good thing to have, you know, a full bench to consider these these cases.
Yeah. Now, we've got a lot of censoring going on by Facebook, Twitter, and even in some cases, Google, correct?
As far as we know, yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Google is about to have a landmark antitrust case thrown against them by the Department of Justice. About damn time.
Well, right. I mean, again, the idea of big tech, and, you know, everybody, you know, loves to have the devices that they have, the interconnectivity,
yep,
communication, but big tech is, yep, can be a very big problem.
All right, hold on. We got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, Captain. It's Jim from Tampa.
Hi, Jim.
Donald Trump is such a strategist. He's kept his powder dry. They flogged him with all these fake criminal things throughout,
yep,
his whole presidency so far.
Yep.
And you know what they say about paybacks.
Yeah.
Now, he's got them in the perfect situation because they have a ton of emails, and you and I both know they've only released a certain percentage of them.
Right.
So they can't even deny anything.
It's coming from more than one source, too. It's coming from more than one source.
And what he's doing is he's holding most of his cards to his vest.
Yep.
He's thrown out a couple cards and said to them, go on, call me, because he knows he's got a handful of aces.
Yep.
And he's really got him over the ropes. I think he's going to throw bigger cards and bigger cards right up to the end.
You remember the Thriller in Manila?
Yes. Yeah.
We're going to have the Thriller in Music City come Thursday night.
Get your popcorn out. This is going to be good, Captain.
Thanks,
have
Jim.
A good one.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah, and Kyle, he's right.
Well, no, he really is right. But there is sort of another nightmare scenario. You know, if Joe Biden were to win, then, of course, a lot of these emails, again, damning and all this evidence, he could be, you know, impeached or removed from office or have to resign. And then we have Kamala Harris. So that's why it's so important to go out and win this election for Trump. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it could still go very, very badly.
You got it. All right. Well, folks, you know, you can't make this kind of stuff up. And it is what it is when you do the when you do the research and do a little checking out there. I'm telling you, this is unbelievable what's coming down. And again, in case you haven't heard, one of the polls that used to be reliable, real reliable, has now had to eat a lot of dirt and say Joe Biden's lost 10 points of his lead and now only leads Donald Trump by 2 points, 48-46 in a national poll, which, by the way, is well within the margin of error. Advantage Trump. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, that's our friend Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. And a big hoo-ah out there to everybody tonight in Fort Benning, Georgia. Hope everybody's doing good. Good there. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. When you see that billboard sign out there, make sure you pull on in there and you get her done. Pull on in there and get her done. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee and away you go. Alrighty, here we go. We're going to rock. figured it out by now. That's Aerosmith, Love in an Elevator. And what a video that is. And caller, you hang on. We got to do this weather first. Kyle, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. I love that one. Absolutely.
You give it a 90 because you can dance to it, right?
That's right. It's got a good beat.
Yeah. Remember Dick Clark?
Absolutely, I do. Yeah.
I was on American Bandstand one time, and my girlfriend at the time was named Beverly Darlin, and she and I were on American Bandstand down in Philly. We took a bus down there with a bunch of kids from Syracuse. It was unbelievable. But anyway, we got invited anyway. All right, here we go. Wintry weather is expected from the northern plains to upper Great Lakes with periods of snow and freezing rain. Another system will bring more snow to the northern plains and northern Rockies today through Thursday. Meanwhile, the fire, weather, and air quality watch continues out in parts of the West, and it's got concerns for many portions of the western U.S., including California. Temperatures will run above normal for much of the East. Fog tonight. Lots of fog on the East Coast, as well as the central part of the U.S. Kyle, take it away. What's going on out West?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're tracking a couple of big issues going on in Montana right now. We've got a winter weather advisory.
The whole state.
That's right. The whole state is covered either by winter weather advisory or by winter storm watch. Down in the Billings area right now, it's 33 degrees. They have some rain showers, but it also for Wednesday, and expecting snow, of course, again on Thursday. And the weather alert for that area basically says to be on the lookout for heavy snow and blowing snow.
Yeah.
You can get 4 to 7 inches. Wind gusts up to about 30 miles an hour. Travel on the roads can be very difficult because of snow and poor visibility. So all this going on right now near Billings, and also dipping down into Yellowstone, as a matter of fact, down into Wyoming. So over in Helena, Montana, we're looking at 39 degrees, maybe a high of 41 on Wednesday. Over in Great Falls right now, 30 degrees and a high of, get this, 30 degrees for Wednesday. And so we're seeing the snow all over the place, and so you have to be very, very careful. Again, down over in Idaho, near Idaho Falls, we've got another wind advisory. We've had several of those in recent times. This is along I-15. If you travel along through Idaho Falls or Pocatello, Idaho, and also as you make your way towards Twin Falls. High wind warning as well near Laramie. Laramie clocking in about 41 degrees, also near Elk Mountain as well. So it's cold and windy. Air quality alerts, of course, as we go down the I-25 corridor. Now, this again, this is from the Calwood fire. At last that I saw, Captain, might have been, in, the containment might have increased to about 21%, but it was around 17 earlier. It's still burning and still creating a big issue, structures damaged, people evacuated, and high winds that are actually moving this along as well. And that continues on fire weather warning as we head down into southern Colorado, and an air quality alert that looks like down around Silverton.
Well, here we go, folks. If you're up on 994 and you're coming across North Dakota, you're going to have snow all the way across to Minnesota. No ifs, ands, or buts. I-94, North Dakota tonight. And if you're coming out of Fargo and going north up towards Minot, you got snow up 29 almost all the way to the Canadian border. Now, it kind of skipjacks around in Minnesota, stays pretty much to the north. Got a little bit of flurry activity around the Twin Cities tonight. But in the middle of Wisconsin tonight, Eau Claire over to the east, you got a winter storm warning for several inches of snow there tonight, and snow flurries and conditions, winter driving conditions north of there, all the way up to Lake Superior and Lake Huron. Over in the northern part of Michigan. Now, we've got some pea soup fog along I-44 tonight, east of Springfield, over to Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Please be careful. And then down in the central part of Arkansas tonight, Little Rock to the east, the west, and down to the south. You've got pea soup fog there. This is important, folks. If you're going up I-95 up the east coast, all the way from Virginia to Massachusetts, dense fog. So you're not going to be able to run hammer down up through there, guys, with a big rig. So just be advised of that. Consider the extra time you'll need. Now, we do have down in South Florida, it's part of the system, the tropical storm and hurricane system that's out there over towards the Bahamas. It's part of the outer bands that seem to be bringing rain right there to Miami, just dumping it down there. So be advised that you're going to have another day of rain. And that's about the way the weather is. And don't forget, Pilot Flying J brings you the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Pull on in there. Tell them the captain sent you. You heard me talking about him on the radio, and you get yourself a free cup of coffee. So, Kyle, we're going to get to the telephone line, and good morning, Mr. Caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's a backgammon Bob, Third Ward, Florida, Captain.
I was going to call you Barefoot Bob, but that's okay.
That's fine. anyway, on the upcoming debates, they're going to have two-minute segments, and I'm wondering how many of them are they going to have. And the reason I ask that is because I think that Trump will be allowed to speak straight through without questions and being interrupted, that he should list his accomplishments, use those segments to do uninterrupted to list his accomplishments and say, you know, I've done more in 47 months than you've done in the 47 years, plus three Nobel Peace Prize nominations. Anyway, that's it, Captain.
All right. Now, Kyle, I'll one-up him on that one. He doesn't need to be doing the I, me, my. He needs to start emphasizing we the people. Here's what we have done together. We've done this, we've done that, we've done this, we've done that, we've done this, we've done that. That's what he needs to do. Emphasize more we. Because you know who's doing that?
Who's doing that?
Joe Biden.
Well, right. And at the same time, the president has, along with the people, of course, he's fighting for, accomplished all these things. But he needs to contrast that as well with what, you know, the world under Hillary would have looked like, and certainly what the world under Joe Biden and all of these disparate influences that he will literally have to cater to if he is in office. It will just be a nightmare.
Now, this debate does go 2 minutes back and forth with the other person's mic being turned off. It won't stop them from trying to yell over the top or whatnot. I think we're going to see Joe Biden lose it because we know that Donald Trump is going to go after Joe Biden for the emails and for Hunter and this, that, and the other. And I don't think Joe can stand there rationally and put up with that because he has been vehement in the past about just shutting down anybody that's brought up this stuff. And this time he won't be able to do it.
Well, no. And also, he's got to be anticipating, Captain. It's going to be pretty stressful going up against Trump again.
All righty. And, folks, we'll be back right after the top of the hour with more. And I want to give a special shout-out to the Tampa Bay Trump Club and all the people that showed up last night, all the excitement and the fire that was in that room. And tonight, I'll be at the South Tampa Republican Club at Social's Tampa Pizzeria location there. They got a little area there, and we'll be there with the South Tampa Republican Club. Starts at 6 o'clock. Stop on by. I'll be there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.